Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Oh, that's just in. I always love saying that. Dr. Fauci says, hey, we might be able to get back to the normal in the next year or so. I'm just not there. I'm not there because I'm being ignorant or white or any of those things I'm going to be called. The numbers don't make sense. I mean, I'd love to have a real research scientist on it. Maybe I'll just start looking for one to find out what they have to say about diseases that are floating around that we've all been exposed to. We all have, and maybe even have it bigger numbers or higher numbers than the coronavirus situation. Everybody's all puckered up over the fact that these numbers are skyrocketing. Well, we're testing a lot more. Then you had all these boneheads that weren't arrested, like little kids in the playground were arrested. But you got these kids, you got these in the streets, half naked, no masks, sneezing on each other, you know, sweating, running, screaming at each other. Remember, we couldn't sing, we couldn't have worship services in church because that would go out over 10 feet. You know, people singing, they projected it would all go out over 10 feet, and all those people would get sick and maybe die. And but I guess when you're protesting, you don't get sick. Right? I mean, that's all I can think of. Maybe I'm wrong. Been wrong before. wouldn't be the first time. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. You know, Dr. Bridget Melson's going to join me on the other side of the break. And I'm extremely concerned, and a lot. I'm extremely concerned. When I hear some of these young kids talking and some of the conversations, I look at some of the conversations taking place on Facebook. You know, think about for years there's been a browbeating. White is bad. Now, we've been told for decades that we shouldn't hold anything against somebody because of the color of their skin. All of a sudden, that's changed. Now, if you're white, not Asian, not Hispanic, but if you're white, you're bad. You're inherently bad. Why? Because of your skin color. Think about that. So they don't know what they want. They've never known what they want. There's never. If there was science behind this, then that couldn't change now, could it? Right? And to Larry in the chat room, oh, my friend, I wish it was that high. Young people know in history. But I mean, seriously, would you too? When you talk to some of these kids, you look at what's being put up on Facebook. You know, for a country that is so prosperous, or was so prosperous, so free, everybody was trying to get to, our teenage suicide rates have skyrocketed, not just in the last 4 months. I'm talking about, you know, over the last decade. Why is that? Because they consistently get browbeat in the education system about how bad they are, what terrible people they are, what disgusting people they are. Why, what, you know, again, they already have enough to deal with. Now you're telling them because they're white, their privilege has got them to where they're at, and that's a sin, and it's bad, and it's disgusting. Why would you do that to kids? Right, you talk about white privilege, and you know I love my Facebook page, and I have a personal Facebook page for some of you who are looking for me, and I have a radio Facebook page. So, you know, the personal page is for family and friends and just lighthearted stuff, no political stuff. We beat it up on the regular page. So what I like to do on my personal page is I throw my white privilege signs up there growing up in Boston in the 70s, in the north end of Boston. And you look at the people, a proud people, a hardworking people, but very poor people. So there's my white privilege. Now, some of you are going to say, well, but see, you were able to get out because you were white. No, it's not true. I know plenty of black kids that get out of the Roxbury area. Those in New England will know what I'm talking about. I know plenty of people got out of those areas. I know plenty of people still stuck in those areas. You know, I just find it totally amusing. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, and again, it doesn't make me any better than anybody else, but, you know, I got a lot of black friends. I was surprised because I actually took a moment to go look because I was going to rattle off some names and do some things with some of these people. And it dawned on me, I know this is going to start World War III. I don't see color. These are people to me. Oh, you don't see color. That makes you racist. No, it doesn't. You beat us up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. You beat the crap out of us not to see color. That everybody should be taken on their character, on their abilities, and that kind of thing. So we did it. Now you tell us we're wrong. And we were told then, science shows. They're getting, you know what it is? They've always lied to us. They're just getting better at it. Or they're getting better at having us swallow it. How's that? That's probably better. There is color. Doesn't mean anything. Just means that there is color. You know, there's a reason why in the old days they used to use terms like red skin, yellow skin, brown skin, black, white. I don't know what other terms they might have had. Now, they may have started off as derogatory. Doesn't it mean it the way it's said? Why is the N-word not derogatory when one black man says it to another, but when a white guy says it to a black man, it's derogatory? Same word. Oh, it's the meaning behind it. Got it. Be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. There really so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, before I bring Dr. Bridget on, let me say something. You know, for years, in the last decade at least, white kids were meant to feel terrible. You've got to sit with your kids. You know, you white parents, and I'm going to create a little segregation of the show here. You white parents especially, sit with your kids, all right? You know whether you're racist or not. You know what's coming out of you. You need to let them know, okay, that this isn't aimed at them. That as long as they're loving people and working with people because of who they are, and not what side. I mean, look, racism or prejudice comes in many ways, you know. Doesn't matter how fat they are, how thin they are, how tall they are, how short they are, what color hair they have, what music they listen to. You know what I'm saying? That's what you teach your kids. Make sure you tell your kids not to fall asleep. If you're, you know, I talked to somebody I very much have a lot of respect for last week. And they were telling me how they had a black person who told me how they had to talk to their child. And I was heartbroken over it. I go, wait a minute. You're setting this up as if, you know, you got to watch out for white people. And you got to, what do they do to us? Is this really what Martin Luther King died for? Is this really the way it's meant to be? For my Christian friends, some of you are bowing down to this. There is no such term as social justice in the Bible. And not only that, there's no color. There is no reference to color and the differences of people. Now, maybe in the Old Testament, as some of you want to argue with me, take it offline. You could argue with me later. But Jesus sees everybody the same. There's no difference. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I prefer you send me an email if you have a question for the good doctor. You can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Dr. Bridget Nelson joins me. Love what she's on with me. She has an MS in counseling, psychology, and so much more. Dr. Nelson, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
I love having you on because I can ask you the question and then let you run with it because a lot of people, same thing. You know, everybody's sitting down. They want to talk to their kids about what's going on. They want to be sensitive, but they don't want to be over. It's like, how about you just sit down and tell your kid the truth? How about you sit down and just tell your son or daughter, treat human beings like human beings and with the respect they deserve? You are not at fault because you're a little white boy for what's going on right now. I mean, how do you get that through to your kids?
You know, from birth, I mean, a very young age, babies scan faces differently, right? Bone structure, they notice the colors, right? And it's up to us to really influence them one way or another. And I'm not saying that we are doing so poorly now necessarily, but we kind of are by having the media on, right? They're clearly affected. And by elementary school, this is where the parenting has to come in. It's very clear, at this point that they are watching us. They're watching us. They're watching what we watch. They're watching what we read. They're watching social media. And I will tell you that even science suggests that this all plays a role in their influence all the way up into adolescence. And there are studies, and I always tell my clients this, that by 18, 19 years old, that bias, that character is set in stone. It is very hard to break it. Think about adults. Think about how difficult it is to help adults change. You know, we're seeing it right now. And yes, you can change, you know, definitely through the power of the Holy Spirit for sure. But the majority of us are very resistant to change. So to your point, it's so important to talk to our kids, to turn off the TV, especially right now. This isn't ending. Now we're kind of in a cyber war as well. I just found out from my FBI intel source. So it's...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No question.
I think God has lifted up the rug, and all the cockroaches are running free. And we need to just... I don't know, Joe. I'm concerned, and I hate saying this as a psychologist and as a parent, as a Christian, and I do trust in my Lord, but I'm really concerned where we are right now. We have not raised our children well because we would not be in this position. I keep looking at the television and going, where are their parents?
I'm not laughing at you, but I've been saying for about 10 years now, I mean, we've been on the air coming up on 12 years, and I've been saying for so long, And I know people hate when I do this, but I point to the camera and I go, parents, this is your fault. This is your fault because you wouldn't allow little Johnny or Susie or whatever to go through some trials and tribulations of their own because you wouldn't sit down and tell them the truth about real life. You know, learn history. You'll find out there's a lot of black figures in history we don't hear about. And how easy was it or is it for the hard left to sell to our children when they have them in school all day long about these racist white guys that created this country? Okay? I mean, how do we let this happen? Why? Because we didn't engage, we didn't get involved, and we didn't sit down and say, okay, I don't care what your teacher said, here's the truth of this I don't know, situation, time period, or what have you. We need to be parents and not buds, right?
We have to be, and I've been telling people this for 25 years. This has been my job, is to educate parents. I always thought I wanted to see teens, and I work with teens, but the majority of my work is educating parents, and this is exactly why. Teens can't raise themselves. Adolescent, they can't raise, children cannot raise themselves, and we're letting the media raise them. We're letting social media, digital media raise our children, and I hope everybody's proud, because look outside. Look at Beverly Hills even getting spray painted. Look at Atlanta. Look at Seattle. You've created this, and I have to be calm right now because, and my voice is hoarse because I've been on the phone all day fielding questions from people and companies and groups and therapists. Everybody is very concerned because this is so prophetic what's going on. And I think it has to start with parents. I really do. It starts with us. God is very clear about telling us to train up a child in the way he should go. And teaching them to honor and respect us and each other. And we haven't taught them that. We have not taught them that. And after 25 years, I can tell you that. So if you're a parent, you need to, and you know other parents, you need to tell people to tune into this. You need to tell people to listen to this, because we're this isn't okay. I'm so concerned.
I'm with you. I want to talk about, when we come back from the break, I'll talk a little bit about the highest suicide rate in the world for teenagers in our country. Not only is it unacceptable, it's fixable. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B is going nowhere, and she'll be with us after the break. Send me a question to joe@therealside.com. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced new easing of coronavirus restrictions, but had some stern warnings for those who don't play by the rules.
We are now entering phase three for some regions across the state. We're going to modify phase three given this new data, and we're going to allow gatherings up to 25 people in phase three, which is up from 10 people. And to the local governments, I say, do your job. Do your job. Local governments are supposed to be enforcing compliance. Compliance is hard. Why? Because people have been cooped up for a long time and they want to do what they want to do. If they don't enforce compliance, you will see the numbers start to go up. And if the numbers start to go up, you're going to have to see that area take a step back.
New York has reached the lowest number of hospitalizations on the three-day average since the pandemic started. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
My kind of counselor. Let me tell you what. Joe, we'll see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Listen, before I bring on Dr. Bridget, you know, it's funny. Every time I hear that, it brings me back to my other... Some of you know that I have a helicopter pilot's license. I flew helicopters for a while. And I had a... When I went to school to learn how to fly, I had this squishy instructor. And I was getting frustrated. He was getting frustrated, what have you. And everything was, oh, no, that was good. Let's go around. Let's try this. Right? So finally he says to me, I must be doing something wrong here. I'm not seeing something. I'm going to have another guy fly with you. And let's see if we can get you to break habit A, B, and C. And so he brings this other guy in. We fly. And he is all over me to the point where I'm sweating. All right? And he helped me break a couple of habits, and I decided he was the guy that I needed to teach me, because I'm not a foo-foo guy. You guys know that. And he was right there going, are you going to be serious? That was terrible. Go back around. Let's do it again and fly this thing like you know how to fly it. So I needed that. I didn't need somebody that, think about the trust it doesn't build. When you know you've screwed up, you know you've done something wrong, and the guy that's supposed to be teaching you says, hey, that was really good, but we can go around and do it a little bit better. At that point, I lose my trust in him because he's not teaching me. He's appeasing me. Anyhow, I'm not the genius in these areas. Dr. Bridget is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let's bring her on. Dr. Bridget joins me. I mean, there's so much going on today that we have to deal with. You have to help your kids to deal with. She's got an MS in counseling psychology. She's a psychologist with an emphasis in neuropsychology. And you can check out the website to learn the rest of it, because I want to get her input on a lot of this stuff. And Dr. B, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I know parents, it sounds like I'm going to be yelling at you every Monday night, but I'm not. It's just truth and love, but we have dropped the ball, and I'm even going to talk to, especially, my kind of calling is especially to Christian parents and Christians that are not doing their job and are being poor examples to the rest of the world. So that's what I'm going to be all about. So if you don't want to tune in, don't. But I hope
no, don't give them a warning. You know what you do? You make them, you got to trigger them. Make them start shaking like they're having an epileptic fit. Maybe you can get this, I mean, they make me crazy. Oh, I don't want to hear it. It'll make me feel bad. Well, you need to feel bad, okay? Anyway.
Oh, yes. If you don't feel bad, then you're not learning.
We have the highest.
We're not Joel Osteen here.
No.
We don't do that.
We have the highest suicide rate of teens on the planet,
okay? These kids, in most cases, these kids live a privileged life. They got money, they got iPhones, they got expensive clothes, pants, and perfume, right? Their parents want to give them everything because they don't want them to go without, okay? And one of the things you and I talk about on a regular basis is our teens, the reason they're having so much trouble at school and other places, they don't have the ability to cope. Well, who teaches them how to cope, and how do they do that?
Yeah, here's the deal.
Let it rip.
We teach them how to cope. and my advice to everybody tonight, I'm going to keep saying it, is go watch the Brady Bunch because they did such a good job parenting. Mike and I are watching every season from the beginning, and we're learning so much about how to parent, and it's so sad that is like our source for parenting right now, but it is so good because they did exactly what you and I talk about. They let their kids fall, and then they came along and said, okay, you fell enough, we're going to patch you up, now just don't do it again. And it's exactly what we need to do. I'm so sorry. My daughter's up there with a glue gun, right? And, you know, I've had friends like, you're letting her have a glue gun? She's 10. I'm like, yeah, she wants to create. So she comes down last night, mom just screaming. She's got this burn from this hot glue, you know, an inch wide. And I'm like, in California, she could call CPS and I'd be taken out. In Texas, they're like, where's the bullet wound? And, you know. So, yeah, I'm like, well, what do you want to do about that? You know, and she's like, I don't know, it hurts. Like, we'll go get some ice. You know, we got it patched up. And back up there with the glue gun this morning, right? I mean, and just that's a little story about, but just let them go. You don't need to let them play on the freeway, but you need to let them go do, or they're not going to learn how to cope. And
that's
then
right.
This is why the suicide rate is up 35% since 2000. 35%.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
No kidding.
That's a big number. That's frightening to me.
Our kids need to know that they can cope. They can work through something. They can't, you know, again, how many times, I can tell stories about my kids, but they would get upset, but everybody out there would get upset. But my kids are very strong today to a big degree. I mean, seriously, there's very little that rattled them. There's very little that shakes them because they had me as a dad. Go figure that one out. Anyway, so, but we made them cope. We made them push through. We didn't go save them every time something came. You know, they run out of gas. It's like, so how far are you from a gas station? Well, I'm about 6 or 7 blocks. Well, good. It should take you about 10 minutes to walk down there, buy a can of gas. You're going to have to buy a can. So there's $5. I hope you have money on you, you know, because you left the house with your tank on empty. I mean, they're not going to die. They're going to walk a lot, but they're not going to die. Right?
No, they're going to limp a little. I mean, they may break a bone, whatever.
Right.
All of our kids have broken something. I have a cousin, her kids, I think, have broken both arms twice, and she's got 3. So, but they dirt bike, and they play water polo, and they're out there, you know, buggy. I mean,
they're
out there having a blast. And it's what needs to happen. You know, and I'm telling you, I'm starting to read more and more liberal media reports that the reason, what's to blame for suicide, drumroll, are you ready?
I already
know what it is, but
go ahead.
It's a lack of funding and research. That's the problem.
Okay.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? I just read an article in USA Today. It's a lack of funding. That's what's to blame.
Let me tell you what I think it is, and then you can beat me up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have no degree in anything other than fatherhood. So I think the reason that suicide is so high with teenagers is because they have absolutely no absolutes, okay? They're neither male nor female, okay? They're neither right or wrong. They have nothing to shoot for. Their parents are telling them that everything they good, no matter how much they smell, what they look like, they're wonderful little children, and somebody looks at them and says, I don't like this about you, or you wrote that sentence wrong, and their whole world falls apart, all right? They don't have an aptitude. Is there a God or isn't there a God? I blame some of the pastors for this. What are you teaching from the pulpit?
Absolutely.
Are you actually feeding your flock, or are you allowing them to drag you around because you're afraid they might stop giving, or you may not have an 18? See, you pressed my button. Did you figure that?
No, you're so on it. Parents have grown biblically ignorant of their teaching responsibility to their children, truly. And they, and the ones that are even Christians, weak Christians, they've passed off their child's biblical education to, like, youth pastors.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. And the reason why the suicide rate, again, you know, is so high and they're not coping is because we keep putting a phone in front of them, or we buy them a Slurpee or what. No, you've got to let them fall and talk about it. You know, get out there and pull weeds with them and get some good talking in. Oh. Get out there and clean the pool with them and talk to them.
I used to love doing the gardening with the kids. Seriously, one
it's
at a time.
Best. Stick the car. Yes, open the car hood. Change the oil. This is all stuff we do. You know, we get out there and mow with our kids and pick weeds with our kids. Our neighbors are always out there with them. That's why we moved to Texas and bought acreage. We're up there with the hood propped up and changing the oil with them. You know, our 17-year-old son can put in a toilet, change the electricity, you know, if he needs to, whatever, you know, put in... You know, he can remodel a whole bathroom at this point. He can change his own oil. We don't change it. When he's like, the oil light's on, I'm like, well, what's your plan? Go.
Wait a minute. Did you just swear at your son? Did you say, what's your plan? You mean you really expected him to think something through on his own and fix it?
No, he's...
You terrible parent. You nasty person.
I'm a terrible person, so he Googled how to change oil in the Jeep. By the way, it's not his Jeep. We own it. It's in our name. He gets to borrow it when his grades are good. So that's another thing. I didn't get anything bought. They don't buy anything for him. We're looking at purchasing an old 66 Mustang to work on. It's not running or anything. And he's, you know, talking about, oh, when I get this, can you paint it this? Can you? And we're like, get a job, get some money in your savings account, and we can use that to paint it. So, yeah, there's... Train up a child. It means train up a child. It doesn't say let social media train it up. It doesn't say let Microsoft train him up. It doesn't say even let your pastors train them up. And both you and I are going to be heated about this.
I don't. I'm at a point where I don't even care
losing
anymore.
Our minds.
You know?
I know.
My kids don't crawl up and curl up and go into the corner when something goes wrong. Or so listen, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about how just because your child feels good doesn't mean that you're doing the right thing. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Very meaningful song. I love the words in that song. Just makes my heart go pitter-patter when I hear I can just imagine. Anyhow, Joe Mazzini, your host. I get nuts with music like that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her in because I don't want to waste any time with it. We got so much, I'll say, so much to get through, so much to deal with. And, man, I can tell you, if you're not paying attention to your kids, if you're not paying attention to what's happening to them right now, what they're seeing, they've been stuck at home. There's no social interaction to speak of. Don't know what you've been doing with your kids, because most of you, or majority of you, I won't say most, but majority of you have been, you know, working from home. So it's not like you can spend all this time with your kids. Maybe you're finding out what your kids are all about. You can't wait to get out of the house. I don't know. We'll find out. Dr. Bridget Milson joins me. She's got an MS in counseling psychology, and what is a PSYD? What is that?
PsyD. It's a clinical psychology. Instead of a PhD, it's a PsyD. So one is research-based and mine is clinical-based.
Okay.
Does that help you at all?
We're going to have to do a class on these things someday to get through all of these. But anyhow, I always appreciate the time. Well, people like to know, you know. I don't know how many times we'll talk about your stuff going on soon here, but you know, when you get to bring somebody on the show, they'll say to you, well, what gives that person the right to say something about that? You know, well, she's got 17 more degrees than you have. What do you got a degree in, you know? So, anyhow, yeah. But I know.
Yeah, I couldn't care less. I'm just Bridget. I'm just Dr. B, whatever.
Dr. B.
I honestly got the doctorate so I could get my foot in the door and help more people, and it worked. So,
yeah. Well, listen,
there you go.
Before we went on break, I said, you know, just because your kids feel good about how you're bringing them up, and that was there's something, when I talk to people, not my age, but the generation just under me, and you talk with them, and they'll say things like, I didn't like the way my father punished me this way, or I didn't like the way my mother did this, so I didn't do that with my kid. And I'm thinking, you turned out okay. You know, you turned out like an okay human being. Why do you not like that? And your kid is a monster. And you think this is okay? So they think that if their kids feel right about them, then they're doing the right thing. Psychologists or counselors, whatever they're called, you guys, I know why they call it a practice now. Because you're not really all on the same page. You don't really come at this the same way. So if your kid feels good about you, are you doing the right thing?
There are those few kids. You know, yeah. A lot of things are going on with kids, you know, today. And part of what we need to do is let them be kids, let them, you know, have space. Mm-hmm. They're learning that there's a world outside their family house, right?
Yep.
Hormones. They're realizing mom and dad aren't infallible anymore. It's all very scary. And when they look up from their screens, which you need to allow them to have opportunities to look up from their screens, then they will see that they aren't really as mature as they thought they were and that they just have enough knowledge to be dangerous, literally, you know, and we've got to realize this and we have to interact. We've got to look up from our screens, parents. I'm going to say it again. Put down your phone. Put down your phone or your kid's not going to put down the phone. We all need to look outside. My daughter and we were driving, going on a drive looking at some ranches. And she said, can I bring my electronics? And I said, I appreciate you asking, but no, you may not. It's Sunday. We don't do electronics on Sunday. What am I supposed to do? And I'm like, what? We're going on a 30-minute drive. What are you supposed to do? And so they know the minute they ask that, the chore list comes out. And when it comes out, it doesn't go back. It doesn't go away. So she got chores when she got home, which was pulling weeds. You just don't ask that question in our house. So you just have fun with it. It was cool. We got out there with her. We had lemonade. We pulled, you know, weeds. Just get off your phones and realize that they're not going to learn to cope. And hence, again, the suicide rate up 35% since 2000. We're spending billions of dollars on research on why suicide is so high when we just need to look in the mirror. And we just need to look at our own homes. We need to look at our own activities and our habits and the fact that we don't have, many of us, a moral code or a value system that is consistent throughout the home, nor is instilled in our kids. And we've got to parents, we've got to ask our kids on a regular basis. This is very important. What is your value system? What is your moral code? Mm-hmm. A value system, moral code, different things. Value system, what do you value in life? What is important to you? What do you look for in a spouse, in a partner, in a friend? Somebody who does drugs, somebody who's on, you know, a gamer, somebody who goes to church, you know, you've got to really ask them. And then you look at the friends they're hanging out with and their activities they're doing. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, hey, your value system that you told me is not exactly the value system you're living. Can you tell me about that? And then you go into morals and the rights and the wrongs. That's all morals are. Your rights, your absolute rights, and your absolute wrongs. And I tell kids and parents this all the time. Abortion, drugs, smoking, tattoos, whatever. You've got to know what they are, and you need to listen to your kids. If they say the tattoos are okay, don't freak out and have a meltdown. Just keep moving on, because you've got to let them have room to grow and space to do that. Doesn't mean get your 10-year-old a tattoo. It just means listen to them and let them have some room and some room within the boundaries. So Just talk to them. I don't know what else to say.
Well, listen, here's part of this. Again, you have, in your practice, in your world, I would imagine, depending on somebody's religious or political leading, you do have different thoughts on discipline, on how to get your kids engaged and involved. And it makes it very confusing because you have a lot of these people on the left that are writing these stories like, let your kids find themselves and let them, you know, explore with this and experiment with that. But like, he doesn't have to find himself. He's right here in front of me. I'll show him where he's at. I mean, you know, it's a different mindset. But from what I've read, I don't know how true this is, the more promiscuous or the more loose you are, the tougher time your kids have later on in life. Is that a true statement?
Absolutely. There are two things true. If they're sexually promiscuous before the age of 15, there is a greater chance of them, you know, it's in the 70 percentile range of them getting an STD or becoming pregnant. That's 15 or under. The same thing with drugs or alcohol. If they experiment with drugs or alcohol anytime from 14 or under, it flips on the addiction gene if it's in your family, and they have an 85% chance of becoming an addict. If they have, had illegal substances, drugs, alcohol before the age of 14. And I'm not talking like a sip of wine or communion. That's very different circumstances, although if they happen to like it. I mean, they shouldn't be drinking, you know, six-packs right. with you or anything. But it can very much turn on the addictive gene. And so you really have to just be aware of that. But, you know, find yourself, that's fine, but we still have to put boundaries on it. And we've got our stronger willed kids. They need 5 acres of boundaries. And then we've got, you know, sweet girls that just do everything that you ask them to do, and they need like a half acre of boundaries, if that makes sense. So you just have to, each kid's different. Some of them, you just have to give them 10 acres and throw out every toy you can think of, and maybe some hair clippers and maybe some, you know, knives, whatever, have at it. And let them explore those boundaries. And then you've got the kids that just can do fine on.
We had four kids. You're right. We had four kids, and every one of them had to be treated different. Every one of them responded differently to whatever you want to call it. You want to call it punishment, discipline, whatever you feel comfortable with, fine. But and you had to find it. You had to find what that thing was that you could make them crazy with, you know? So at least that's the way I put it, you know, make them nuts because then they don't want to do that. You like that? No. Then don't do that again, and you won't have to do this again. It was really that simple for
us. Exactly. You know?
You
didn't rescue. Good job. You did not rescue.
That was not my problem, believe me. And the other thing is, you brought it up a minute ago. Mom and dad are not infallible. That's number one, okay? But the argument I get in with parents all the time is you don't have to tell your kid everything from your teenage history about how much you smoked and drank and drove drunk and all that, because they're looking at you going, well, you survived, right?
Right. Now, those stories need to stay put away, and you always have to ask yourself two things. Number one, is this going to benefit them right now? And number two, is it too much knowledge, basically? And if it's something that's going to benefit them because they're struggling, say, hey, you know what? I used to smoke. I didn't, but I used to smoke, and it was very difficult to stop. I stopped 35 years ago, and here's some pictures of what, you know, black lungs look like, you know. But you don't just start out with that, you know, and you answer questions very truthfully, age appropriately, but very truthfully as you go on in life. You know, Allie, our 10-year-old's always asking me. She'll smell smoke, for instance, and oh my gosh, and she cracks me up. And then we just talk about, hey, yeah, it causes cancer, you know, does it smell good? No. I'm like, all right, do I have to worry about you smoking? No. I'm like, great, then it's over. But yeah, you have to bring up your past, age appropriately, and also if it's only going to educate them and teach them and help them out of a sticky situation.
But, all right, Dr. B, 15 seconds. Where can people find you?
On Facebook, Diagnosing America, or at TrinityLifeSolutions.com.
Okay, we'll put that up on our site, too. Always a pleasure. Thanks for all your insight. Hey, people, next hour, we're going to go with all the crazy stories of the left and what they believe is true. How many have to die before we pull them back? Show us in your house. We'll be back in a little bit.